armo, laupeus ja
grace, mercy, and peace from God, our Father,
yhdessä Pyhän Hengen siunaavan
together
osallisuuden kanssa varjelkoon
with the presence and fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
joka kerran
that we are set free through our Savior Jesus Christ, who was, who is, and
Amen.
Who will be to come. Amen.
Ennen kuin hiljennemme Jumalan sanan ääreen,
before we quieten it before the word of God,
muutaman kiitoksen sanan lausua,
I thought to say a few words of thanks.
Opistoseura-organisaation puolesta kiittää.
On behalf of the Opisto Service Organization, I would like to thank those many officials and partners for this good relationships and cooperation, and you have made it possible to organize these services. We would like to also thank the Opisto, and also at this moment, with a mind of prayer, to close that dear work which is done in the Opistos on behalf of our young youth. And we would like to enclose that in God's heart. We would also like to thank the staff from Isokirja. You have been so generous in serving us and answering all those questions and in those matters which we have needed your help and advice. The collaboration has been very constructive, warm-hearted, and down to earth. And then, you dear brother or sister, who have been shouldering these responsibilities at these Opisto services, I would like to extend my warm thanks to you, not only to you, but we would also remember to thank your close ones, your loved ones. This work has been possible when you
have
been sent away from home to do this work.
Seuravieras rakas.
Dear service guest,
meidän seuroista seurat,
you made services of our services, and we would like to thank you that you came to the services. You did good that you came, and we thank you for your patience. You have very patiently endured us and had compassion on us. There have been many warm-hearted encounters with you. This has strengthened us, organizers, and refreshed us as well. We would also like to thank those organizing the support from those who organized the services in 2025 for that advice which you have given us so selfishly. And also I would like to thank the upcoming organizing partner for 2027. You have come and joined this work, and you have been on your part been supporting us as well. The next year's Opisto services in July, if God willing, These services will be held by Heinävesi, Järvenpää, Joensuu, Keski-Karjala, Kouvola, Lahti, Liperi, Mikkeli, Savonlinna, Järvenpää, Mäntsälä, Associations of Peace.
Rukoilemme teille.
We pray for you, these previously mentioned associations of peace, for strength to organize these services. These closing remarks, I thought to read the unchanging, unimperishable Word of God with that prayer of faith, that we can study it, but that living Word can examine us. And this text portion is found in Nehemiah from chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. And these words are read in Jesus' name. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense and carried the understanding and reading. And Nehemiah, which is a Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, and the scribes, and Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your ways, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their ways to eat and to drink, and they sent portions that went great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Amen. This portion of text from the Bible brings us to services, which were held about 2,500 years ago. And these services were held in Jerusalem at the water opening of the water gates. And if we would read from the beginning of this chapter, we can read that there were many people there. There were elders, and there were also children in the second verse. Before the congregation, both men and women, and all that could hear with understanding. And this said that in those services, as here in our opisto services, there were many children as well. At the opening of the water gates, during this last day, those water gates have been opened on behalf of the weather, but it has not dampened the atmosphere. And I think that the Creator, God, has taken care of us and put us in a small place. But in these services, which we read about. They were at the Watergate Square, and that Watergate Square was closed. We will come back to this theme later, if God willing. Nehemiah, of whose books we read from, he was not a priest, nor a prophet. He was an ordinary man. And he was the cupbearer of the king of Persia, and he received a message from Hananiah in the land of Judah, and he received a message from his fatherland in the land of Judah, that the land of our fathers and that central city, Jerusalem, was in a state of ruin. And that state of ruin did not affect only the outer appearance, but in the midst of that nation as well, there was a spiritual decay. And why was this? They had not had the strength to be obedient to the word of God. As our motto says, be sober and watchful. It had been forgotten. And that staying alert and watching, being alert in faith. God's almighty and great authority is seen in how that king of Persia noticed how Nehemiah was sad, and when Nehemiah related of those greetings which he had received from his fatherland, that king of Persia appointed Nehemiah as a deputy over the region of Judah, and he wrote the letter of appointment accordingly, and he had the duty of a governor or minister in that region of Judah. And this way God saw that it was fit to do so, and he worked in that king. Then began the rebuilding of Jerusalem. Those walls of Jerusalem were then repaired, as they had collapsed in many places, and those enemy nations surrounding the nations were able to enter into the city, and Nehemiah began to lead the project of reconstructing Jerusalem. And in that work, there was one, we could say, a distinctive feature, but a necessary feature, which is necessary for us in this time. That work had to be done because of the enemies, with one hand, and in the other hand was a sword. And each one of those who participated in the work did it on their own behalf. And it was that case that one who was physically disabled took part in the reconstruction work right from where their bed was laid. Does it sound familiar to your travel companion? In this way the work of God's kingdom has been, and so it is today, that we do the work of God's kingdom, each and every once, with those gifts and with that wisdom and gifts which God has given unto us. And not only the work of God's kingdom, but also that temporary work, which is a great blessing, we do with a sword in one hand, not in a physical manner, but that sword, which is the word of God. We desire to take that sword of God's word, take with us, and be obedient, to be sober in obedience and remain watchful in faith, and that on this earthly work,
kun ajallisessa työssä tulee erilaisia kysymyksiä tai tilanteita,
when there are different questions or situations in our worldly work, we can look at them through eyes of faith and look, we can soberly look at it and do what is in accordance to God's word. There had also, because of the state of decay, had been mixed marriages, where spouses had been taken from nations which God had forbidden.
Tämän kaltaiseen hetkeen tämä tekstipaikka meidät vie.
Our text occurred in such a time.
Oli saatu muurit rakennettua.
The walls had been built.
Kaupunkiin johtavat portit, mukaan lukien tämä vesiportti.
And the stairs leading to the city, including the water gate, were closed, and they were holding services. And you, dear listener, probably noticed that in these services there was the same structure which we have been familiar to as God's children today. The Word of God was present, but the and the gospel was also present. And even in these services, during the sermons, we have stopped to investigate God's word. And so they investigated the word of God with the leadership of Ezra, the high priest. And that law had it impact on those the nation, and they cried when they heard what was said in the law, God's word. Perform that duty which it does in this time as well. It shows which is correct and which is incorrect. And the nation saw when hearing that law that now they have been mistakes in the journey, and their feet have become dirty, and sin has come onto them, and their mind became sorrowful. What was the answer of the high priest Ezra to the Levites and the Levites to the people? Do not mourn, not nor weep. This was the answer. Go your ways, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. What greetings do we want to send home from these opiate service which is ending soon? We desire above all to bring those greetings with that we have a good God. We will bring those good greetings that at services the gospel was preached, and at services the gospel is preached that you can always believe all sins forgiven. Even from these services, we can bring to those who were not able to attend these services portions or a taste of what it's like, the food of the good gospel, that you can believe all sins forgiven. It was, there was as though a communal meal there, which Seppo alluded to earlier. It was a different kind of meal than that of the Lord's Holy Communion, which we had yesterday evening here in this service tent.
on evankeliumin ateriayhteydestä.
It is about the gospel's communio mio.
Jumalan valtakunta.
In God's kingdom, there are walls. And these walls are such that they're not the same way as the walls of Jerusalem, but this wall
kahden uskovaisen sydämen uskon välillä kulkee tuo Jumalan valtakunnan raja
aivan kuin muuri. The boundary of God's kingdom travels from between the hearts of two believers. But are the walls of God's kingdom closed? No. The door to God's kingdom is open. Just as the doors are open to everyone who desire to enter into this kingdom.
No, mikä on sitten tuo portti, josta jo,
that what is this gate pääsee, in which one enters into this kingdom and becomes a child of God. To enter this fellowship which God through his grace has made whole through the preaching of the gospel. If sin has found its way in and broken it, the great is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. As he said, I am the gate, when he uses the parable of the sheepfold. The sermon of the gospel, leaving sins forgiven, a person goes through that gate and enters into the gate, the walls of God's kingdom, and into its safety. This is how wonderful the word of the gospel and its preaching is. We remember those travelers on the road to Emmaus. Confusion had overtaken their minds. Their teacher had been crucified, had died, and been buried. And soon after that happening, two people walked on the road of Emmaus, and suddenly, as without them noticing, a third man joined them.
Mitä tuo kolmas teki? Siinäkin näkyy.
What did that third do? There is also see as the structure of services. He began to speak of the word of God, which has been spoken before to those unknowing disciples. Evening came. They entered into the village of Emmaus. And that third was the Lord Jesus. When they came to that village, and they asked if he was going to stay, but those two unknowing disciples asked for him to stay with them. And so the Lord Jesus stayed. And they sat down for that mutual meal. And what happened during that meal, that communion? The Lord Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And then the Bible said that then they recognized him as Jesus through the preaching of the gospel and believing it. We can know the Lord Jesus Christ. And then after this occurrence, the Lord Jesus disappeared from their sight. But because of the power of this gospel, they remembered and felt it afterwards, that our hearts not burn with fire or was kindled with fire when he spoke of the word of God. The preaching of the gospel opens the word of God unto us. In the Bible, John, which received a duty from mission directly from Jesus to write the letters to the angels of the seven congregations, when he wrote in the letter which he wrote, found in Revelations 20, "Before I stand at the door and knock, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." The word of God knocks on the heart of people. And the gospel, and by three believing into the gospel, we can join in that meal with the Lord Jesus Christ. Such a rich and good, so this is how rich and good the message of the gospel is. And how did it affect the nation? They went home and did as they'd been told. They prepared the food. And they prepared samples for them who did not have anything. They did as they had been instructed. The doors to the open kingdom of God are open. They are open now. And we don't want to shut anyone out of this kingdom. But we want to preach that even in these services has been proclaimed that welcome to the kingdom of God, leave sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And believing this way, you will enter into the kingdom of God, and you will receive from this sermon of God's, of the gospel, you can, and if you feel that you have nothing, then the other children of God's will nourish you and comfort you. You can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. This supper or communion had an effect there in that nation and in that city where they lived, that they found themselves and God was able to take care of them. And they stopped serving the false worship. They had done temple tax had been paid, and rival altars had been erected, and they wanted to reject all of that as sin and to be obedient unto the word of God, the sermon of God's word. That obedience is a gift. And in our motto, it guides us as God's children unto obedience to the sermon of God. Be sober and watchful. Dear service guest.